now the WTOP Car Review. We're looking at the 2020 Nissan Sentra. WTOP Car Guy Mike Paris is a member of the Washington Automotive Press Association. He tells us this compact sedan actually looks pretty good.
The Nissan Sentra was always kind of the car you get like at the rental car counter. You're like, I got a compact car. Like, here's your Nissan Sentra. But now for 2020, they've really done a lot with this car. It's a little bit bigger. It looks a lot sexier than it used to be. Not just a box on wheels, but more like a more expensive Nissan Maxima or Altima. So it looks a lot better. So it's not some car you have to settle for. It's something you might actually really want to get if you're looking for a compact car.
Despite these improvements, it still holds on to a compact car price.
Yeah, it really does. Mine was about $26,000. It had a lot of options that you really don't need. So I think $22,000 gets you a very nice car with a lot more content than you might expect in a compact sedan.
And how's the mileage?
It did pretty good. It's about 37, 39 on the highway. It did about 34 miles per gallon, which was pretty good between the back and forth to work, and there's not much traffic, so there's not a lot of stuff to slow you down on your commute nowadays.
Because you don't have the size here, you're probably concerned about safety. Do they offer a lot?
There's actually a lot of safety features baked into this car. It's got your cruise control. That's just not the normal dumb cruise control. It's got the automatic cruise control, which kind of looks in front of you and sets the pace and it'll stop the car, and it has automatic emergency braking. So it has a lot of things that you might not expect in a car in the $20,000-$24,000 range.
What is on the other side of the ledger that you didn't care for too much?
Well, it's got a lot more power than it used to, but it could use a lot more because it's still a pretty pokey car when you're going to accelerate there. So don't expect a fast light-to-light stop-and-go traffic. So you definitely want to think about when you're merging into traffic that, and maybe not the newest graphics on your radio and on your navigation. So it has it there, but it seems about a generation behind some other cars.
What's a good final word here? It seems like it's affordable transportation, and you don't have to say, I'm driving, you know, a terrible, very basic car here.
You'll be pleasantly surprised by hopping into a Nissan Sentra. If you go to the dealership looking for a compact sedan, you'll find this a very good car. Earns that Nissan name.
WTOP Car Guy Mike Paris. You can see pictures of, read a lot more about the new Nissan Sentra at WTOP.com. Search Car Review.